We choose the best in health, June 16. Daniel blessed for choosing the best. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Daniel 1:15. The youth should stand in a position where their hearts may be wholly the Lord's, while they are honoring God with their strength. God will then honor them by giving them knowledge and wisdom. Thus did Daniel in the courts of Babylon, standing true to principle amid the corruptions of the heathen. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Daniel and his companions knew not what would be the result of their decision. They knew not but that it would cost them their lives. But they determined to keep the straight path of strict temperance, even when in the courts of licentious Babylon. By the example of Daniel and his fellows in Babylon, we see that it is impossible to reach the standard which the Lord would have his children reach and practice an easy, accommodating kind of religion that leaves principle out and is controlled by circumstances. Youth who would serve the God of heaven cannot engage in worldly merriment, eat of enervating luxuries, or drink strong drink because it is set before them by the honored or wealthy men of the world, whom they fear to offend by refusing their favors. They may think that they have been especially honored and that courtesy demands the acceptance of the favors proffered them, but loyalty to God must take the precedence, and fear to offend the Lord of heaven must control the Christian. The king of Babylon thought that he was bestowing great favors upon Daniel and his fellows, but they had respect unto God's commandments more than unto the favor of the king. God honored Daniel, and he will honor every youth who takes the course that Daniel took in honoring God.